Well, good morning. It is June 15th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be pressing on through the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 20. We're then going to read Psalm 107, then Isaiah 47, and Revelation 17. So let's get in the Word. Do apologize today. My allergies are finally kicking in. I'm not sure what's going on here, but I was sneezing like crazy coming across the parking lot this morning to my office, and so, yeah, so if I start sneezing, I apologize in advance, but that said, let's get into it. Deuteronomy chapter 20. When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when ye are come nigh unto the battle, that the priests shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you, to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. And the officers shall speak unto the people, saying, What man is there that hath built a new house, and hath not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in battle, and another man dedicate it. And what man is he that hath planted a vineyard, and hath not yet eaten of it? Let him also go and return unto his home, lest he die in the battle, and another man eat of it. And what man is there that hath betrothed a wife, and hath not taken her? Let him go and return unto his house, lest he die in battle, and another man take her. And the officers shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, What man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return to his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. And it shall be, when the officers have made an end of speaking unto the people, that they shall make captains of the armies to lead the people. And when thou comest nigh unto a city to fight against them, then proclaim peace unto it. And it shall be, if it make thee answer of peace, if it make thee answer of peace and open unto thee, and then it shall be that all the people that is found therein shall be tributaries unto thee, and they shall serve thee. And if it will make no peace with thee, but will make war against thee, then thou shalt besiege it. And then the Lord thy God hath delivered it into thy hands, and thou shalt smite every male thereof with the edge of the sword. But the women and the little ones and the cattle and all that is in the city, even all the spoil thereof, there shalt thou take unto thyself. And thou shalt eat the spoil of thine enemies, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And thus shalt thou do unto all the cities which are very far off from thee, which are not of the cities of these nations, but of the cities of the people which the Lord thy God doth give thee for an inheritance. Thou shalt save alive nothing that breatheth. And thou shalt utterly destroy them, namely the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that they teach you not to do after their abominations, which they have done unto their gods, so should ye sin against the Lord your God. And when thou shalt besiege a city a long time in making war against it to take it, thou shalt not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them, for thou mayest eat of them. And thou shalt not cut them down, for the tree of the field is man's life, to employ them in the siege. Only the trees which thou knowest that they be not trees for meat, thou shalt destroy and cut them down, and thou shalt build bulwarks against the city that maketh war with thee until it be subdued. That was Deuteronomy chapter 20. Let's move on over to the book of Psalms, Psalm 107 today. Psalm 107. All right. Psalm 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in the solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. And then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wondrous works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the word of God and contempted the counsel of the Most High. And therefore he brought down their hearts with labor, and they fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. And he brought them out of darkness and shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wondrous works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgressions, and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. And their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. And then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wondrous works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare the works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof, and they mount up to the heavens, and they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. And then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm so that the waves thereof are still. And then they are glad because they are quiet. And so he bringeth them into the desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wondrous works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into wilderness, and water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. And he turneth the wilderness into standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the field, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruit of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished, and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon the princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. And yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it, and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise, and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. That was Psalm 107. Let's move on over to Isaiah chapter 47. Isaiah 47 today. Isaiah 47, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, and there is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstone and grind meal. Uncover thy locks, make bare the legs, uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. And sit thou silent, and get thee into darkness, O daughters of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of the Kingdoms. I was wroth with my people, and I have polluted mine inheritance, and given them into thine hand. Thou didst show them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou very heavily laid thy yoke, and thou saidst, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to thy heart, neither didst thou remember the latter end of it. And therefore hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that sayest in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children, but these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. And they shall come upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries, and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. For thou hast trusted in the wickedness, and thou hast said, none seeth me. And thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee, and thou shalt not know from whence it riseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee, and thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Stand now with thine enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If so be, thou shalt be able to profit. If so be, thou mayest prevail. And thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, and the stargazers, and the monthly prognosticators stand up, and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be as stubble, and the fire shall burn them. And they shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame, and there shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it. And thus shall they be unto thee, whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants, from thy youth. and they shall wander every one to his quarter, and none shall save thee. That was Isaiah chapter 47. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Revelation chapter 17. Revelation 17. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. And so he carried me away into the spirit in the wilderness. Then I saw a woman sit upon a colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and abomination of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and into the perdition. And they that dwell into the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundations of the world, when they beheld the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short pace. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seventh that goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. And these have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and the King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest in that great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. And that's the end. That was Revelation 17 and the end of our reading today for June 15th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. I trust that it's been a blessing to you. Make sure if you haven't done so to leave a comment or a reaction to this video. I know there are several of you who are now watching a little bit later in the day. Make sure that you do that. You don't have to watch it at 7 o'clock in the morning in order to get credit for it, okay? Leave the comment on Facebook. Leave the reaction, and I will still mark it off later because it comes up as a notification on my thing, so I'll know when you do it. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you for this word. I thank you so much for each of my brothers and sisters. God, I thank you so much for... Again, Lord, I'm just amazed, Lord, as we read through Isaiah and Revelation simultaneously, God, to see your hand of sovereignty throughout all of these events. God, that through Isaiah that you promised that Holy One of Israel that would come and would save your people. And indeed, he did come and is coming. And God, as we read about that and the progression of that through the book of Revelation, God, I pray that we would all just kind of step back and wonder, Lord, as we read of all of these crazy things that are yet to happen in the future, and God, the symbolism behind them, God, Lord, they blow our minds. They make us just curious about what's going to happen, God. But we know in the end, Lord, as we're going to get there later on in this book, Lord, that you win in the end, that we win because you won in the end. And Lord, we thank you so much for that, that we live in the victory that is in Jesus. And so, Lord, I pray that we would live in that victory today. Lord, if we're struggling with sin today, Lord, I pray, God, that we would fight it with all of our might. I pray, God, that if there's somebody that we need to share the gospel with today, Lord, that we'd be quick to do it. Lord, and that we would just live for you. Lord, that we would just honor you, Lord, with everything that we have today. And so, Lord, I pray for your blessing on our day. May you be glorified through it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow, Lord willing.